here's a story from The World.
Some relief for undocumented Haitians living in the U.S. They're now protected from deportation for the next 18 months. Last weekend, the Biden administration reestablished their legal right to be in the U.S. under Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. That's given to people from countries facing political unrest, environmental disaster, or other challenges that make it dangerous for them to return. Now, many other immigrant communities are wondering if their turn is next. The World's Daisy Contreras has this story.
Julio Perez points to the White House in the distance. He's in D.C. at Black Lives Matter Plaza. He's surrounded by hundreds of other people. A justice walk, he says. They're asking President Biden to grant him and thousands of others permanent residency. That was in February this year. Perez is from El Salvador, and he's been living in Boston for decades. He's had temporary protected status, or TPS, ever since an earthquake in 2001 blocked him from returning home safely. He's renewed that TPS status for years, and it's let him have a work permit and not fear deportation as much. But that changed under the Trump administration. It tried ending TPS for El Salvador and other countries like Haiti and Honduras. Trump argued they were safe and that people should return. Haiti, however, was and still is going through a major political crisis and a rise in crime. Perez says that's where the nightmare began.
Toda esta comunidad de estos países logró comprar sus casas, unos fueron al colegio, se graduaron algo, estudiaron.
Immigrants with TPS who'd built careers, bought homes, and went to college now face deportation, he says, including him. But legal fights against Trump's decision have kept the TPS program in place, for now. The Biden administration has also taken a first move toward restoring TPS, starting by granting the status to Haitians, again. That's given other immigrants like Perez hope that they'll be next, but when is unclear. The Department of Homeland Security, which oversees TPS, hasn't commented if it's considering any new designations. Immigrant communities are also asking for more. TPS must be renewed every 18 months. They want something permanent, says Shelley Clemenceau. She's a Haitian TPS holder living in San Rafael, California. She's been in the U.S. since she was 6 years old. The last year was tough.
I feared for my home. I feared for everything. I was in fear. I also feared for my baby because I was pregnant. I was pregnant that entire year. And I was trying not to be stressed out to the point where nothing would happen.
Clemenceau says she's lucky she was able to keep her job at a bank all through the pandemic and provide for her newborn son. She says she hopes the Biden administration understands how stressful the wait is.
I think if they see the faces of the people that this affect, it'll help them to make a decision that makes sense, a decision that would allow us to be here, to live, to become American.
That decision to grant or to take away TPS can seem arbitrary, says Hattie Gassama. She's with UndocuBlack Network, a group that advocates for undocumented Black immigrants.
There's no way you can compare one country's atrocities or harms that folks are facing or dangers as to another. You know, you can't say this is worse than another.
Which is why Gassama says she'd like to see new countries added to the administration's TPS list. Countries like Cameroon, Mauritania, and St. Vincent, countries that have not received TPS status before. These are places that are temporarily unsafe, especially for those who are in danger of being deported, says Gassama.
But on our end, we know that the fight does not stop until we are able to ensure that all members of our community are safe. Like we always say, like, we're not free until all of us are free.
As for Shelley Clemenceau, who's from Haiti, she says she'll continue sharing her experiences with others.
We are people, you know, as TPS holder, our lives are not temporary.
For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.